Hey, welcome back, everyone. Hour two of the Night Train on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. If you're still with us, that was the full 21-odd-minute version of Timeless, the title track from Goldie's debut album from 95, released 30 years ago last week, this week. Depends if you think of Sunday as the start or end of the week. That doesn't matter. Yeah, we've been looking around. So it looks like it was originally that tune. Well, Inner City Life was released in 94. Kind of a 7-minute mix and a 4-minute mix, and then came out again in 95 when the album was released and did actually manage to chart. I think it said in the top 40. Yeah, it's quite the debut album. It's in terms of copies, I know I've had three. I've had the single CD, the double CD, which has got extra tracks, and I've also got it on wax somewhere. But it's one that I keep losing. It's like I keep forgetting I've got it, and then I'm like, oh, I want to hear one of those tunes, and I have to try and find it again. So yeah, I was pretty young at the time, so wouldn't have known Goldie from his sort of Roughage Crew, Terminator, Metalhead stuff. I first come across him on Passengers on Channel 4. He was one of a video diary of Goldie.
Yeah, I remember.
And he was sort of going around, showed him going over to Miami, getting his gold teeth done, just generally being Goldie, and it was like, this guy's insane. And then like play some of the music, and yeah, kind of, he's been, I guess, in everyone's consciousness since then. He's even appeared in EastEnders.
Yeah,
I think he popped up in the Queen Vic. Bit of a sort of movie career, got an MBE.
I was going to say, he's sort of British royalty in a way.
Yeah, he was even in a BBC reality TV show about conductors.
Yes, forgotten about that.
Yeah, I don't think I saw it. I think I've seen clips of it here and there. But yeah, if you ever come across a long form interview of Goldie, it's always good value. He's got a lot to say. Remember, there was one on NTS. I'm going to try and dig it out. It's absolutely bonkers. As you can imagine, it darts all over the place, covers all different things like the Blue Note and what he's up to now, which I think is living in on and off in Thailand doing Vikram yoga.
Oh, yeah, he does a lot of yoga.
Yes.
He's very yoga centric.
Yes,
now.
He's always posting on Instagram in ice baths.
Yeah.
But I guess, like, you know, he's coming up to 60. That's what.
And he's looking all right. He's doing well.
He is, yeah. No, you can't really deny it. Yeah, so since hour two now going to come up, I love with your listeners. It was a tricky show to make, but that's as I mentioned to you off air. It's all my own fault.
Yeah, we make that run for our own back.
Yeah, I could have. What I didn't want to do is just play Inner City Life because it gets played on other stations fairly regularly.
Yeah,
To the point that it quite annoys me.
There's so many remixes and reworks and other bits and bobs as well.
So that's why I thought I'll treat us all to the long version. Apologies if anyone's tuned into the stream. We think it might be mono, in which case you wouldn't have got the cool stereo splits. No. So listen again, crew, you should get it though. Right, we're going to play some Library Breaks for a bit.
tell us all the tale. Well, he fell in love with a Gun Street girl. And now he's dancing in the Birmingham jail. Dancing in the Birmingham jail. He took $100 off a slaughterhouse Joe. Bought a brand new Michigan 20 gauge. He got all liquored up on that roadhouse corn. Mexico. With a pawn shop radio, 4:15. He left Walt Keegan at the slamming of the door. Left Walt Keegan at the slamming of the door. Said John, John, he's long gone. Gone to Indiana, he never come home. I said John. St. John's Wood, soaking day old bread and kerosene. But he was blue as a robin's egg and brown as a hog. He said, out of circulation till the dogs get tired. Out of circulation till the dogs get tired. The shadow fix a taller with an old trombone. He never get up in the morning on a Saturday. Sitting by the eerie with a bullwhip dog, telling everyone it's all it went that away, boys. Telling everyone it's all it went that away. Now the rain like gravel on an old tin roof, Burlington Northern pulling out of the world. Now a head full of bourbon and a dream in the straw. Happened with a blind man's cane, and he was pulling into Baker on the New Year's Eve. One eye on a pistol and the other on the door. One eye on the pistol and the other on the door. Miss Charlotte took the satchel down to Kingfish Rose, snuggled in a brand new pair of alligator shoes, with a fireman's raincoat and a long yellow hair. Well, they tied her to a tree with a skinny millionaire. Tied her to a tree with a skinny millionaire. I said, John, John, he's long gone. Gone to Indiana, he never coming home. I said, John. I never kiss a Gun Street girl again. I said, John, John, he's long gone. Gone to Indiana, he never coming home. I said, John, John, he's long gone. Gone to Indiana, he never coming home.
You already have now. Walking in the sand, walking hand in hand. The night was so exciting, smile was so inviting. Then he touched my cheek with his fingertips.
Howdy, folks.
Hello there.
We've made it.
We have.
To half past ten, almost. Felt like it should have been the last link.
Yeah.
I've got to be honest.
Have I made the show in decimal again? If I made a 100-minute show instead of one... Anyway.
I think it was just the last selection of deep cuts.
Yes. It's going to get deeper, though, folks, so look forward to that. Okay, we came out of Kibi Shakedown with Stringtronics, Tropicola, and that's some library music, I think from the 70s. I'm not entirely sure. So it's sampled by Danger Mouse for the Gnarls Barkley project. Nabbed off the ambient-ish playlist that Aphex Twin did for Supreme.
Oh, yeah.
When he did
that
clothing drop.
Yeah, yeah.
I say him.
He had nothing to do with it.
No.
Really.
I very much doubt it. But yeah, that was in there. Yeah, it's one that I've been listening to quite a bit. I was kind of annoyed at myself. I never really kept an eye out for library records when they would have been in the racks.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got absolutely no chance of finding them. Have you ever seen one in the wild?
I don't think so.
Closest I've come are those local radio records. They've got like the stings.
Yes.
Kind of like the stuff that Tony Blackburn still plays. Kind of the vocoder voices and stuff like that. Probably still got a few of them.
Don't give me ideas.
So I'll digitise them this week. Work on some new Night Train stings.
After Stringtronics, we played a classic from Tom Waits. That was Gun Street Girl from his seminal album Rain Dogs from the mid-80s, 85, I think. I've been subjecting the family to that this week. I don't know why. It's just one of those where you put it on and go, oh, yeah, there's loads of good songs on this. But it is, some of them are quite scary.
Is this your long run, your sometime series of posts?
It is, yeah. They're back in action.
Oh, excellent.
But yeah, I keep taking photos, but I'm just forgetting to post them. It's basically where I tell you what I'm subjecting my family to while we eat our dinner.
I guess the main important thing is playing the records, right? We've said this before.
Yeah.
Buying records and playing records, two different hobbies.
Yes. Do the playing bit. You know, I'm not very good at promoting it.
It's tricky though, because you just think, who cares?
But well, not exactly. That's why I don't do it so much.
I mean, some people do. You know,
you can take it or leave it. Yeah, not forcing it down your throat.
Yeah, and it might be like, oh,
apart from my family, I am forcing it down their throat.
Okay, after that, we had a callback to Hour One. Cyril X Diaz and his orchestra with Taboo. Taking it back to Trinidad, that one, the callback to Hour One, it's the song that sort of became the Gay Lads Africa, although they denied it. They just went, oh, it's just a folk song we heard.
Okay.
Cop that on the Mississippi Records tape series, volume 141, Caribbean Music. I think it's No, it's called Among Beautiful Palm Trees, but in Spanish, so I'm not going to try and say that.
Damn, disappointing.
Yeah, I know. I followed that with another one from a Mississippi Tape Records tape. It's Si Bouge Là et Son Orchestra with Hooge. I can't find which tape it's from, so all I do know is I think that's from music from Caribbean French Creole, 1950 to 57. It's pretty specific, I know, I don't know anything. But I can't.
You did all right.
Yes, but I can't find anything about that band. The only thing I could find is that there's a book to accompany that compilation.
But so you've got to get that.
Yes. So
find out more.
Watch this. So that would be another book that I buy for referencing that I never use. I'm going to send that one out to Al Renigi, tuned in S7.
Then we played. This one finally got a reissue. It's Mazzy Star. The track was Still Cold from Among My Swan, a third album of Shoegaze from 96 on Capitol Records. Yeah, I've been waiting for that one for ages because, like, 90s indie presses, even like well selling things, are ridiculously priced now.
Yes, because everyone that's old enough has disposable income.
The problem.
And pushing problem. The prices up.
Yeah, and maybe they weren't pressing too many either. I don't know, but yeah, that was always a hard one to get. Some of the other albums have been reissued, but not that one. So that finally got, and weirdly, it says Record Store Day issue on it. I don't know what that's about. Is it Record Store Day? Who knows? I can't keep. They just keep adding them.
I feel like it's always a Record Store Day.
It's an American one. After that, we heard the Shangri-Las with Remember Walking in the Sand, which is one that I heard from my neighbours, played three times in a row yesterday in the afternoon. I was like, yes, perfect. It's inspiration for the show.
That's what we want. Okay, this is another long one. New out last week.
Yeah, new Burial on Hyperdub, as always.
Yeah, we'll pump this one up and sit back and relax and enjoy.
Thank you.
I'll never tell you.
final bed of the night before we drift off.
It is actually the final bed now, I'm not mistaken. Aphex gives it away.
Definitely. Yes, so that was show number 399. I know. Can you?
How have we come this far?
And yet still so shambolic. it's a mystery, folks. It really is. Two tracks in that set. One very long one.
Yeah, it was Burial with a new one on Hyperdub. Effectively the B-side, but, you know, come on. Does it really matter?
Is that chart eligible?
No. The A-side is 12 minutes. That was the shorter side at 10.
10?
10-ish. I can't remember what the other side's called. Coma Fields or something?
That sounds right.
Yeah. The digital's out now. Vinyl, I think, isn't until September.
Do I need that on wax?
I mean, no.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Massively no.
Yeah, no, completely. I've got Truant, and that one, again, I need it, but that is more of a, it's more of a tune.
Weird. Someone went to you, can you hum Imaginary Festival? Yeah. What's the melody?
Yeah, I mean, we spent...
What's the hook?
Yeah, we spent most of it trying to ride the gain to make sure that auto-sustain didn't kick in, and we're not entirely convinced it didn't.
It was an ordeal, I'll be honest. Yeah. I wished I'd picked it now.
pick something a bit more constant.
Constant in volume, yes.
Yes, and then after that was something out last year, some Cosmic Harp business. Mary Sia Osu with Cascades. I think we may have played one last week or on the last show. I'm not entirely sure. She is appearing at We Out Here next weekend. Unfortunately, we will not be seeing her.
No, it's my fault.
It's not your fault. It's fine.
I'm awaiting knee surgery.
Yes.
And, I can survive my daily life, but camping is... You know, you spend most of your time on your hands and knees, don't you?
Just crawling around in and out.
I can't put my knee on the ground.
Yeah, that's problematic. That would seriously hamper the weekend, hinder the weekend.
A tent that I can stand up in. And that's not festival friendly, is it?
No, because then you've got to carry that to where we need to go. So the good news is, like, don't worry, folks. Some benefits of that is we don't need to drive to Dorset.
Yes.
And I've just come back from Cornwall, so I'm super happy I don't need to do that drive.
Yeah, so you had it what would have been the wrong way round.
Yeah.
But is now the right way round. I would have been coming back and then a day later been going to Anglesey.
See, that's...
With no work in between. I would have had, like, 2 straight weeks off. Which would have been sweet.
Yeah, but not if you can't walk for your family holiday.
Yeah, it's true.
Probably frowned upon. So we're not going, but that's fine. Somebody's taking our tickets, so they're not going to be wasted.
Yes, and we'll go next year, hopefully.
Yeah, that's the plan. She's playing a couple of sets. I saw Michael Konuka pulled out for illness.
Yes.
Been replaced by Laura Kana.
That's right.
Would have been a pretty good Sunday night. But it's, you know, you can't go to them all. And we've not really lost much cash, so pretty hyped about that, obviously. So that means we should be on air next week for show 400.
Yes, the big milestone.
Yes.
We've got another one coming up this year.
Yes, 10 years. Worrying.
Deary me.
Yes. You were saying for 400 we shouldn't play weird music, we should play hits.
I don't know, I thought we should do something fun.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's not make it an ordeal.
No, I'm going to save that for the solo show when you're on holiday. Because there are a few people out there that like the weird shows.
I mean, I like a weird show.
Yes.
But they are kind of harder to make, I'd say.
100%. So I'll do that. Shout out to Law listeners that like those weird ones, Basement Bill.
They are coming your way.
Oxbow Jones. That'll be show 401.
Don't be disappointed.
It's
coming your way.
Right, we've got one more song to play out tonight. It is Romance Till We Meet Again. Probably should have saved this for a weird one. It's long time listeners will recognise the vocals in this.